Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
It's Tuesday the 17th, and you're in the home zone here on WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can get a copy of today's podcast of the show on WHTC.com. We are live on the air, for better or worse. If you have questions, you can call us at 616-395-1450. Diane, how are you this morning?
I'm here.
Well, I'll tell you, it's another beautiful day here in the Tulip City.
It's windy. You'll get blown away out there today.
Yeah, it definitely is. For Tuesday the 17th, it's humid, and it doesn't know if it wants to rain or be sunny, but we're sure glad that you're tuning in with us today. So, big show today, Diane. We actually got a lot to cover. Now, I'm sure that you have seen the TV commercials from the Mishta Down Payment Ferry.
Yes, I have.
Yep, so the title of today's show is, we're going to talk about what's going down with the Mishta Down Payment Theory. Yeah, I make these up at home, don't worry. But we actually have
we have
Carol from the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Carol, are you with us?
Oh, darn. Wait.
Oh.
There she is.
Carol,
Hi,
are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Good afternoon, Carol. And as I told the listeners, we are live on the air, so it's part of the fun of live radio. Well, Carol, what we're talking about this morning is, every time we turn on the TV lately, it seems like we have that really lovely gal in a tutu, the Mishta Down Payment Ferry. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going down with Mishta's Down Payment Ferry?
I love that. I love your little intro. That was great. Thanks for having Mishta on today. Yes, we created the Down Payment Ferry. She kind of came from just several meetings. And how do we get to people? What catches people's eye? And Mishta realized a long time ago that the dream of home ownership can be obtained with just a little help from down payment assistance.
You know, by the way, just Diane brought up a good point. If you did want to get to people, you put me in that fairy costume with the tutu. People are gonna know about it. Now they might get
a
little scared.
It,
yeah,
but they would get scared.
They probably would.
I'll suggest that at our next meeting.
Your new career.
Right, there you go. If the mortgage and the radio, I could just pick up another job. That's great. But no, guys, I mean, now, Carol. Carol, actually, for the listeners out there, she's actually the program manager and the business development officer for MISHTA, which stands for the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Again, MISHTA for short. So, I mean, Carol, you do a lot. You work all over the state of Michigan promoting home ownership. And again, the down payment program is just one of those exciting programs. And, you know, it's one of the great things about living in the state of Michigan. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, whatever your political persuasion is, it's programs like this where the legislature, they get together and they're promoting home ownership and making our state better. And for one, I just want you to know, I sure appreciate what you folks do over there. You guys are tireless in your efforts. You're always coming up with neat and exciting stuff. So first and foremost, we sure appreciate what you do. But let's kind of go into the down payment program a little bit. Now, a lot of people knew that Mishta had down payment funds available for first-time home buyers. But the down payment ferry, now that's actually... You actually can now do down payment for second-time homebuyers. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes, we did. We created a new program called My Next Home. And our first program that you talked about, we have now titled that My First Home. So we have two programs. There's just slight variance between the two. But, yes, for My Next Home, that is for anyone who has ever owned a home, and they may receive our down payment. So it's a really great program to help people that – maybe are living in a home right now and don't have the cash equity that they need to sell that home and either downsize or relocate if they need to. So we think our down payment is really a good fit for not only first-time home buyers, but for repeat home buyers as well.
Absolutely. What a great thing for Michigan home buyers. I know, Diane, when Phyllis and I got married, we didn't have kids. Now we have three kids. So, you know, it certainly need a little bit more space, and this is a great program you can take advantage of.
Yeah, it is.
Now, Carol, what are the credit, because, you know, we live in a credit score world here. So what are the credit score requirements for these down payment assistance programs?
our credit score requirements, and you know, historically we left that up to our approved lenders. And by the way, thank you for, and your bank, for North Point Bank, for being one of our approved lenders and participating with our programs too. Our credit scores are 640, and then if it's a manufactured home, and it must be a double wide home attached to real estate, and it's 660 then for a manufactured double wide home.
Okay. So, again, you know, that's the other thing, you know, Di, is, again, 640, 660, that's not, I mean, those aren't really that hard to attain. So
no.
The program is definitely available for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, let's see here. Now, with these programs, I heard that there are income requirements. Now, again, obviously, I'm assuming it has to do with county by county, but in general, can you tell me what the income requirements would be, Carol?
Yes. In general, they start the bottom rung of the income limit for the state of Michigan, this is only in certain areas, is $60,400. And those income limits are quite a large variety between $60,400 and goes all the way up to $111,020 in certain areas. So you can see by listening to that, it is based on either one to two persons or three or more persons in the household. So that's the income limits, as you said, in general. If you had a specific area, of course, everything you want to know about Michigan, our programs, is on our websites, either michigan.gov/MISHTA, or please feel free to go to Own My Home, O-W-N-M-I Home, and that way you can find out more information about the details that might be missing today.
Otherwise, you can call me at 616-726-5590, Jeff Potter at North Point Bank.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead, Di.
I have a question, Carol. Those income limits that you're speaking about, that's the high end, right?
That is. Well, it varies by county.
Okay. Well, I'm nowhere close to either of those, so okay.
that's the high end.
That's the high end. Okay. That's what I was making sure of.
Underneath that, so you know, these income limits will fit a huge part of the Michigan population.
Okay.
Yeah, so many people would qualify for these. Now, that's up to the lender to qualify the home buyer. So the first stop that the home buyer wants to make will be to check our website, find a lender, whether it's Jeff or someone else, and make sure that you're qualified with the lender, and that's the guy who's going to work for you and get you into this home.
That's pre-approvement then, right? Pre-approved
mm-hmm.
for a loan?
They have to do everything. Yeah, the lender does all the work. They pre-approve them and qualify them, and then we do a compliance underwrite here.
Sure. And Carol can't say it, but I'm sure she was stating that, you know, obviously I was the best choice for customers to come to it. 616-726-5590, Jeff Potter, North Point Bank. A little shameless plug there. But now, Carol, I know that you are so busy. And I appreciate you just taking a few minutes with us again. This is kind of last minute, but again, you guys do a wonderful job there at MISHTA. And real quick before we go, I know we only have just a few seconds, but what are some, I know there's a new program out there with special program. What is that real quick?
We have a special program that we opened up just a few weeks ago, and it is just a lower interest rate for 8 select cities. And that's Battle Creek, Flint, Pontiac, Benton Harbor, Grand Rapids, real close to you, Saginaw, Detroit, and Jackson. Anywhere within those city limits, we have dropped the interest rate substantially. Now, this must be used with the My First Home program. The interest rate is 3.125. If they need down payment assistance, it's 3.625, which is about a point lower than market rate. So Select Cities program, it's on the front page of our website if you want to read more about it. It's a great program. You can combine it with the up to $7,500 down payment assistance, and please use that up as first come, first serve basis.
All right. Carol Brito from the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. You're on the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're back here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC, alongside my producer, Diane. Diane, how are you?
I'm good, yay.
Well, thanks for bringing it back. So, the MISHTA program, how cool is that?
Sounds like a pretty good deal, especially the My Next Home. You know, a lot of people that I always have for first home buyers, but now other people have a chance to get some help with it that they need.
Right, that next buyer, that's so very important. And again, North Point Bank, we do offer the MSHTA, both the first time home buyer and the MSHTA Next program. They're just great programs. And again, I just think the state of Michigan, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, those folks, they work tirelessly, and they're always coming up with new and exciting stuff to try to promote homeownership in the state of Michigan. But now, what's next? Probably our most popular segment. We're going to have Jimmy Quain on, our resident rebate expert, if you will. We're going to be talking about saving some money with some updates. Jimmy's going to be calling in here shortly. And you know what's funny about Jim's program?
What?
So many people told me, Jeff, I had no idea that was even available, you know, like the rebates were out there. Can you believe that?
That's on all your, like, furnace and things like that, right?
Yeah, and then
I believe that's Jim right here.
Is that Jimmy?
Yeah, we're going to find out in a minute here. Let's see what happens. Hello, is this Jim?
This is Jim.
Yay, okay, well, Jeff is ready to talk with you.
Jimmy, welcome. You're on the Home Zone here on WHTC. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it very much. So, like I said, Jim, before you came on, you were by far one of our most popular guests with the rebate program. Again, we don't call it free money. We have to call it rebates. Jim, now tell the folks again the company that you work for and your website and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we're part of what's called Efficiency United, which is a group of utilities, 20 utilities in Michigan, that are complying with the Public Act 295 of 2008, which is a state law that requires all utilities in the state to help their customers become more energy efficient. And the way they do that is they have a small surcharge on everyone's bill, and that money is collected. And then we are contracted by the utilities to distribute the money. We market the programs. We have an office in East Lansing that we process the rebates, and our office is based out of there. We try to work with heating and cooling contractors, insulation contractors, window contractors, so forth, even appliances or rebates for appliances.
The biggest one that I've heard a lot of people talk about are the LED light bulbs and just the small things that you can do around your house that can make a sizable impact with respect to getting money back or rebates back. So exciting stuff. Now, Jeff, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but one thing I kind of wanted to bring up with you was next week we're going to have Paul from Shafsma Heating and Cooling, and we're going to be talking about geothermal systems. Are you familiar? Right. You're familiar with geothermal systems, correct?
Correct, yes.
And, you know, really, geothermal and that kind of stuff, you know, it's funny. In today's society, or with the economy being what it is, people want to save money any way they can, and one of the undiscovered ways, or I should say the new frontier, if you will, would be making homes more energy efficient. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. That's actually, they've done studies, and that's the lowest cost way to save energy. It's through these energy efficient improvements and rebates. You know, you can put solar panels on your roof, you can do other things, but again, doing these energy improvements around the house, changing your light bulbs into maybe newer LED lighting, getting more energy-efficient appliances, Energy Star-rated appliances. Even when you're building a home, they even have Energy Star-rated homes. And giving you a furnace upgrade, air conditioner upgrade. At this time of year, if you look at air conditioning, what's out there nowadays, the air source heat pumps, there's a lot of possibilities.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, great that your company does stuff like that. So I know there's been some changes, or there's going to be some changes. So what are some changes now or advancements in the rebate program this summer?
Right. We're actually, July 1st, we're going to be changing our rebate program. The insulation rebates will be staying pretty much the same. The one, the rim joist insulation rebate will actually be going up. Looks like it's not 100% final yet what the rebates are. They're still working out the details. But on the website, efficiencyunited.com, the rebate application should be updated about the first of the month. Then we're going to be reducing the rebate on the furnace and the boilers. So anybody that has a Semco Gas or Michigan Gas utilities, if they need a new furnace or boiler, if they can do it before the first of the month, that'd be great. There's other rebates available that will be going away here after the first of the month. You're doing more than one item. Actually, you're doing insulation and windows, or doing a couple different areas of insulation. If they can act now before the first of the month, that'd be great. Or not, again, we'll still have the rebates for inflation be pretty much the same after the first.
Okay, so what you're saying in essence is that, and if you're in the market to get a new furnace, to get a new air conditioning, then really it does, you're actually going to face not only a financial penalty by rebates that you would lose by not calling up Shaftsma Heating and Cooling or Mast Heating and Cooling and all the different places and getting those things going, because to take advantage of the rebate, does the install have to be done before the end of the month?
For the current level, that's what we're saying. The air conditioning doesn't qualify. I just want to clarify that. Air conditioning isn't affected by that. It's just for the furnace or a boiler. And putting those in, those rebates will be lower after the first of the month. And we're trying to get the word out to all the heating and cooling people there in town and give them a heads up what's going on. But if they can get it done by then we should be able to honor the current rebate. If not, it'll be going down after the first.
Okay, so there will be something there, but you'll be just losing it. And bear in mind here, folks, Jim, we're not obviously holding. We just want your best guess. We all know that once the program, once the final version of it comes out, that's what it'll be. But this is just
right.
Kind of a good heads up, if you will, of what's going to be going on. So, Jim, I want you to hang with us. It's about time for a break here. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. You're in the zone with Jeff Potter from North Point Bank. You're back here on 1450 WHTC, the home zone. Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. We have Jim Quain here, and then we have my producer, Di. Is everybody back?
Well, we will be here in a second.
All right,
there's Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, I'm here.
Like I said, the joy of live radio. Thanks for sticking with us here, Jim. So, you know, it's funny, actually, in that last market watch, I was listening then, actually, new home construction fell by 6%. I thought that was kind of interesting. But what I think is happening is like a lot of people are doing what's called retrofits on their homes, and it's amazing the kind of savings that they can do. Now, Jim, I was going to have you speak to this because I know you know a little bit about it, but believe it or not, Di, when somebody's trying to make their house more energy efficient, the first thing that you would think of is put, like, new windows in it. And don't get me wrong, the windows they're nice, but if you looked at, like, a scale of most effective energy improvements or the most bang for the buck, if you will,
mm-hmm.
actually, the windows are actually kind of low on the list. And Jim knows a little bit about this. It's about insulating the foundation.
Yep,
can you speak a little bit to that, Jim?
Right. Yeah, the people like the windows. They do have some curb appeal, but they're very expensive for what they do for you. The insulating in the rim joist area, that's the area above your masonry foundation or board wall, your floor area. There's a huge, huge gap. So I was in a home in Holland lately, and I could see outside. And that's where the air can come in, and let alone insects and pests can come in through those holes and around any pipes that your water spigot. That whole area should be sealed up, caulked, insulated. We have a rebate for that. And that's where the air comes in. Hot and cold air is that literally sucked in the home through there to what's called the stack effect. When the heat in the home or the air in the home, people say, well, heat rises. Well, the air is rising up because it has a pathway. And the air will go out through any of, like, say, your ceiling fixture, light fixtures, any wiring in the walls, through the drywall. But it'll go, the air will go up through the attic and on out, and to get the makeup air that literally sucks it in through the rim joist area, or the bond or joist area, band joist area. And that whole thing just keeps going on all day long. And it cycles. If you seal off the bottom, seal the top. And I've just done a seminar lately with some homes. They recommend taking any insulation that's in the attic right now, taking it out, then caulking and air sealing up every fixture box, and especially if you have recessed lights, they're a perfect chimney for air to go out, but there's a way of sealing those up, and then putting insulation back in the proper amount, like about an R49 is what the building code calls for now, putting in that insulation, but sealing it first, then insulating it, because air will travel through the insulation.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
All right. The rebates that are available, I'm a renter. Are any of those rebates available for rental properties or not at this time?
They generally are paid to the person whose name is on the bill. We can actually make the check out to the landlord, because he's putting in the, or she are putting in the improvements. They're paying maybe for a new furnace, for the insulation, for the windows.
Good
They're doing
deal.
The capital improvement. So we will give the rebate to the landlord if we're directed to, and then the tenant, the occupant has the savings and the comfort level go up.
Yes, I live in an old house. It's kind of drafty, so yes. Yeah. All right, I'll let you talk to Jeff now.
No, so I just want to make sure that I'm clear. So for in your case, if you go through and you change out all your bulbs to LED bulbs and you fill out the rebate form, then are you saying, Jim, that even though she doesn't own the home, but the bill, like, for example,
the light bill.
Yeah,
the
Holland Board of Public Works, because the light bill is in her name, then she would qualify to get that rebate. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yay.
Lighting is a little different to appliances. Whoever's name is on the bill is the person that the check is made out to, unless we're directed otherwise.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. That's really neat and good to know.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a lot of folks that are renting right now, little things that they can do to save some money.
You know, you try to talk the landlord into spending money on the property, and now, well, look, you'll get some money back if you do that.
You can get sell them on the idea, right? So I think it's amazing, though, Jim, when they air just, I mean, basically that's just sucking money right out of your wallet, pretty much.
Correct.
That is.
That's what I tell people. I've been doing this airtight construction and energy stuff for over 20 years, and I say, you know, people say, well, my home has to breathe. They say, you're right, it has to breathe. When you insulate, you want to ventilate. But let me see your wallet for a few minutes. So let me ventilate your wallet, because that's what the gas company's doing. Because, you know, if you have no control over the air in your house, it's like hand your wallet to the gas company. Just take what you need. You know, I'm good. You know, just take what you need. You have no control.
Yeah, let me help you ventilate your wallet. I love that.
Yes.
Well, you know, yeah, I'll tell you, Jim, we got to have you come back real soon. Maybe we can have you come in with Shaftsman next week or what have you. We're real soon, but let's give your information one more time, because we're out of time already. So go ahead and give us the website and info there, Jim.
Yeah, they go to efficiencyunited.com, spell the word efficiency and united.com. They go there. There's several utilities listed on the residential. There's also rebates for businesses. They click here. Your utility company, generally, is Semco Gas. And the City of Holland has its own program.
Yeah, they do.
It has a new program starting, too. You go to their website. There's information on that. They have an open house tomorrow night, actually.
Yes.
There's information on that on the city's website. Again, the efficiencyunited.com. If people want to call me, I'm glad to take calls at 517-525-5815.
All right. Well, guys, we're coming to the end of another show. Di, it's been great. Guys, you're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC. If you want to get a copy of today's show, to get the podcast, go to WHTC.com. Again, it's been great. We'll see you next Tuesday from 12:30 to 1 on The Home Zone. This is Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for The Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com, and join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for The Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.